You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of the Ken Miller Show. Trent and I are here until 2 o'clock. Mark Morehouse, Cedar Rapids Gazette, coming up in about 15 minutes. Look forward to our weekly conversation with Mark. Well, it's still weekly, right? We still got some spring football to discuss. We'll give Mark some time off in May and June before we burden him again with joining the program to talk Hawkeye football. Then Joe O'Donnell's going to chime in. The Iowa Wild, they are home tomorrow night and Saturday night. In fact, there's only 8 games left on the schedule, 6 of which are in downtown Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. Don't want to say they're up against it, but man, they have to turn things around quickly. Five or six game losing streak at this time of the year. Not the way that you, especially when you're clinging to that playoff spot. No longer do they hold all the cards as far as their own destiny. They're going to need some help, and you can help by cheering on the squad tomorrow and then get on Saturday night. Trent, the Cubs and the Marlins are tied up at 4. Yadier Molina, that's, we talked about it earlier, though he didn't know how they got on the board, the Cardinals, but that's how they got on the board. Yadier Molina, 2-run shot. The Mets lead the Cardinals 3-2, and that's the only baseball that we've got so far.
So far, but a busy day. 2 rainouts today.
Yeah, the Mets were tentative, but I guess they're going to go. Is that because I haven't seen the announcement of a postponement yet? So
Reds Nationals was announced already yesterday. That shows you just how ugly that was out there. But I think my Twins are going to be okay this afternoon against Baltimore. So be watching that. And tonight, late night, is there any good baseball that does anything for you? Are you in the NIT this evening?
I'm going to watch the NIT because I like this Penn State team, but my Jets are playing, so I'll watch the Jets and the Blackhawks a little bit. I think they're 7:30. The game is in Chicago, so I'll watch that. Cubs have retaken the lead. They're up 5-4. Not sure how it happened. In fact, I will scroll down here and see how it happened. They don't have it up yet, but 5-4. The Cubs lead the Miami Marlins. You know, you did something that borderline unfair.
Oh, really?
Unfair. I mean, you went into your fantasy draft with some information that, you know, I got to give you credit for doing your homework. You took advantage of a rule that I would have had no idea exists. And maybe this is the case in all fantasy games where, because of the fact that when Joe Maddon puts on a shift, Anthony Rizzo has to switch gloves and is technically a second baseman, and they did so for 10 games, although it's not like he, you know, he was camped out at second base for all 9 innings. But just because he showed up there, you were able to use your draft Anthony Rizzo to play second base in your league.
Yes, he's my starting second baseman, so I was able to do that. Manny Machado, who I also have on my team, when he gets 10 games of eligibility at shortstop, he'll be able to do that. And actually, Rizzo at the plate right now. I'm a little bit delayed in my feed here. So,
are you pirating the feed, are you?
Yes, because we're blacked out.
I know.
KCWI
has the game.
Okay. That's all well and good. This is also a national ESPN game.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stream. I pay $150 a month for DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
I have the ESPN app.
Mm-hmm.
I have my login information. I have everything there.
You thought you were set to go.
If I was in front of my television, yes, I would be watching on. I get when I'm in front of my TV and they want you to go to the local feed in a local market. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Completely makes sense. It's still available. Here, I cannot stream KCWI with the DirecTV app.
You can't stream any locals, you're saying?
Right. You do
now,
not.
That makes sense.
Right. Yeah. I get it, but I want to watch the game.
No, I know.
And I'm watching the game.
We're talking about MLB blackout rules, Trent. It's been an ongoing process.
It's archaic. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Here in the state of Iowa, we're hit as hard as anybody in the country.
Now, Mark Hanrahan, who is a very good baseball guy, he's a good guy, period, Joel's brother, he tweeted something earlier that don't blame MLB, blame your teams who chose to sign that contract and form that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So they think it's MLB gets the arrow shot at them, but Mark is under the assumption that it's a team-by-team thing. I don't know.
Because they all claim that territory.
They all claim that territory.
Well, here's the problem, because it's a problem in one sense, and actually it's a good thing in another. Now, most days outside of this, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get the sports package with DirecTV, and I don't have to pay for the MLB package.
So you don't... Oh, gotcha. Okay, that's...
To
so
watch the Twins.
Because you get them.
I get the Twins.
You get all the Twins, all the... For the most part. Mm-hmm. Twins, Royals, Cardinals, Brewers, a lot of White Sox, obviously Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a ton of those games.
A ton of those for $13 a month or whatever it is. So that is actually a great deal.
It is.
So I do like that part of it. The problem is when you run into when there's a national game. Mm-hmm. Or... with the Cubs contract, and it's all split up. You know, the Twins are easy.
On Fox Sports North.
Right. It's Fox. But the Cubs are so splintered.
ABC 7.
Right.
WGN.
Who picks
NBC
up that
NBC Sports Chicago.
Yeah.
Right. Jonathan Schaefer, Channel 5, tweeted, and I retweeted it last night, so if you follow me on Twitter or Jonathan Schaefer, you can find the KCWI and the WI, because I guess Channel 5 is carrying.
Yeah, they've had a few games in the past, yeah.
So they've got a list. By the way, John Schaefer, who I don't know at all.
No,
I don't think I've ever met the dude. The sports director, Channel 5, right? Mm-hmm.
I see him at high school events quite a bit.
I'm sure you do, yep. Right? And his dad's Max Schaefer, who does mornings on an FM not in this building.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's Maxwell and Pauly.
Oh, I never made that connection before.
Well, anyways, John, the kid,
mm-hmm.
The sports director of Channel 5, he tweeted out, I guess the Iowa Wild must have reached out to the local TV station. You're looking for a story? Come on down. We'll put you on skates. We'll let you try and score, right?
Okay.
I mean, I know Scott Reister from KCCI went and made a fool out of himself.
Sure.
Which I mean, Scott is good at doing, and that's part of his shtick.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm killing Scott.
Yeah.
But Jonathan Schaefer could play a little bit.
Oh, really?
I mean, he's a big dude to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
He's got bad hands. I mean, he's got no business trying to deke an AHL goal. You're gonna have to, if you're going to score, you're going to have to shoot.
Uh-huh.
Trust me, I know better. I mean, I had awful hands. I could shoot, but I couldn't deke anybody. But Schaefer, he's got some game.
Yeah?
And at his size... I'm thinking to myself, there's a guy I really don't want to go into the corner. I bet he won a lot of puck battles,
yeah.
I'm guessing. I don't know what level he played at, but I came away impressed is the bottom line.
A little
John
athleticism
Schaefer.
There,
He's
huh?
got some athleticism.
On the
and
ice.
And some hockey, which doesn't seem to be, I mean, he grew up here, I'm assuming, because dad was on the radio every day.
So did he play for the Oaks? Did he
might
play
have.
For the Capitals?
Yeah. I wouldn't be a bit surprised, yeah, but a big dude.
Those high school programs are still around, right?
Yes,
I haven't heard a whole lot, I guess.
Well, they play that one, the cup. What the hell's the name of the cup that they play? They play a champion.
Calder Cup? No, that's
no,
USHL.
No. It's a local thing.
Okay.
I don't remember it. But anyways, I should have. And it'll come to me probably sometime when I'm sitting in my chair tonight.
Watching the Blue Jays this afternoon. Yeah. I'll get a text from Ken. Yes.
Right. Anyways.
So Schaefer's got a little
got
game
some
to
game.
Him.
Yeah.
So you're making your pickup your
if I put together
a pickup team of local media personalities.
Yeah, I'm taking him first because I want him on my team because he's a big dude.
He's an enforcer.
I don't want to have to go in the corner with him.
I'm gonna guess I'm gonna be down on the list a little ways.
Yeah, I would think.
I skated maybe once in my life.
Well, you and Scott Reister would probably be in the last guy chosen.
Well,
Mr. Irrelevant.
that would be great. I'd be looking for the beer afterwards. That's what I'd be in it for.
That's one of the funnest parts of the game. All right, back to sports for a second. Real sports. Darren DeVries is going to be named at Drake. This time tomorrow, the announcement's going to be made. We're efforting trying to have him on the show tomorrow. Hope we can pull that off. Might have to wait till next week, till after it's official, which they may embargo him from doing local media availabilities. But we would be look forward to having him on. On the surface, Trent, first blush, look, he's been a guy that's been rumored to be a strong candidate for this job numerous times in the past. This is when that opportunity is going to be afforded to him. First blush, your thoughts?
It's not a wow. It's not, like last year, Nico, it was so intriguing. It was this young guy, had built a program, had some Midwest ties, but it wasn't a name. DeVries is a name that we have heard bandied about for
Since Keno Davis.
Yeah, I mean, it was a prominent name in these coaching searches. So it's not anything new or different. Mm-hmm. And
when Phelps got fired, he was one of the guys at the top of that list.
It was one that made sense, and he was close. Yeah. You know, some people say it was neck and neck to get the job over him and Giacoletti, but that's kind of my initial, because the fun part of, to me, coaching searches is digging a little bit deeper. Yeah, you get your initial list, but then finding those other names. You go deeper into it and seeing kind of what comes up. And you don't get that with DeVries. But what you do get is a guy that knows the landscape, mm-hmm. knows the MVC, knows Iowa, knows the Drake job. He checks so many boxes where it makes sense. And there aren't a whole lot of warts there either. You know, Giacoletti, well, what happened to him at Utah? All right, he was at Gonzaga, but he didn't help build Gonzaga. With Phelps, it was, who the hell is this guy? I mean, that was the biggest thing. Yeah. This guy from Arizona State, what, you're bringing him to Drake? It didn't make a lick of sense.
I totally agree with you. I thought the same thing when that was the decision that they made. I mean, that's the best you could do?
I guess the only thing is he has been at one spot. He's been at
Creighton.
And
he's been in the Valley.
Yeah.
And he played in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's been in Omaha at
20 years.
A good, solid program. I like to throw a little shade of time to the Blue. Creighton is not the basketball program that they would like you to believe many times at fan base, but it is a good program. That's the only spot he's been for 20 years. It's not going to be nearly as easy at Drake as it is at Creighton to build a winner.
Would you like to know who else was on the list? Because I would.
Yes,
apparently,
absolutely.
Danielle Robinson, who is on Prohm staff.
Yeah.
And that's the first time that I saw him associated with this job.
Sure.
But he was told this morning that he's not going to get it.
Okay.
Which made some sense because, you know, Garmin last night about midnight tweeted out that he had been told that DeVries is going to be the guy. And went to Twitter with that. But I didn't know that Danielle was... you know, even in consideration.
I hadn't heard it bandied about at all.
Jeff Horner, and this goes to show you with these coaching searches, I'm starting to believe this more and more because you see it every time, right? You don't want to put your name out there that you're interested.
Yep.
Because if you do, seldom does it work out in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Horner was, you know, I don't want to say publicly campaigning, but made it known that he would... You know, he would like to get that job.
Yes.
And once you do that, it seems it never goes your way.
Well, usually it's because the guys that put their name out for whatever job it is
are probably long shots to get it in the first
place. Right, right. You're not going to see, you know, a prominent name that a lot of people are connecting right away coming out and saying, yeah, I want that job. So I think that's also a part of it. Look, Jeff still has work to do, I believe, to even get a program like Drake to make him their head coach. He... I think needs to make a rung up as an assistant coach and make the move up to a Power 5 conference job or even, I mean...
On the bench, though.
Yes. As at North Dakota, they've had success. He's done a good job. He's recruited well up there and obviously has connections here to the state of Iowa that would make a whole lot of sense. But I know Jeff pretty well. I've talked to him a little bit already.
Would he work for McCaffrey if there was an opening there?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. If that call came in a nanosecond... He'd be on the next plane from Grand Forks to Iowa City to make that one. And I think there's a lot of places out there that he wants to make that jump. I mean, Grand Forks, well, you know it.
I know it well.
I mean, he grew up in Mason City, but...
No, Grand Forks is bad, Trent.
It's a different level.
It's there's nothing there.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time there. Going to the States for the weekend. Where are you off to? Grand Forks.
Oh.
Lucky guy. There's a hotel there called the Westwood Ho. Westwood Ho.
What?
I wonder if it's still there.
Is that an adult hotel?
No. Well,
could be.
I guess, but every time stayed at the Westwood Ho. Been a lot of nights at the Ho. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Mark Morehouse. We're late getting to Mark. We'll do so on the other side. Cedar Rapids Gazette. We continue on here until 2. Hockey Talk with Joe O'Donnell, the voice of the Iowa Wild at 140. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that?
Let
me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them, yeah. Gotta go.
Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the Heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk child today. Learn more by visiting wildwoodhillsranch.org.
Sponsored by Shell. Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving 5 cents a gallon today.
Attention golfers! We've got a sweet deal for you. It's the 2018 Clubhouse Card. The Clubhouse Card goes on sale Monday, April 9th at 9 a.m. Look for the Sweet Deals tab on this station's website to grab yours. Do you want to have the opportunity to try out Central Iowa golf courses for 50% off? Then this deal is for you. Spring is here, and it's your chance to play golf at some of Central Iowa's best courses. When you purchase a Clubhouse Card, you receive a round of golf with cart to each of the courses for 50% of the cost. Try out courses like Bos Landon in Pella, Westwood in Newton, and Terrace Hills in Altoona, and other great courses. Golf season officially starts soon. So what better way to get ready for the season than by purchasing the 2018 Clubhouse Card? These cards will go fast, so plan to get yours before they're gone. On sale Monday, April 9th at 9 a.m. at this station's website under the Sweet Deals tab.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You just get it through the experience.
I'm a fan of a lot of our fast, casual cuisine.
I love the theater and the shopping. My kids love to go to the parks.
There's a lot going on musically.
If you can't find things to do in Des Moines,
you must be boring.
This is a magical place.
Don't miss out. Visit catchdesmoines.com and plan your getaway to Greater Des Moines.
Catch what you've been missing.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Well, it's that time of year again. Tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
Here we go.
Back to Iowa's only local sports show over your lunch hour.
Yeah, baby! Oh!
and Trent.
Trent Kong and myself with you until 2 o'clock. Let's get to Mark Morehouse. We'll interrupt his viewing of the Cubs game. At least I'm assuming that's what he's doing. John Lester has already been pulled from this baseball game. His final line, 3 1/3, 7 hits, gave up 4 runs, 3 of them earned. Struck out 2, walked 3. Not the opening outing that John Lester or the Cubs fan base was looking for. Mark Morehouse joins us. We go inside Hawkeye football. You watching your Cubbies, Mark?
You guys, whenever the Cubs get a big lead, and then whenever any of my teams do something good and then fall back like the Cubs have today, I'm always reminded of the line that Steve Martin said in the movie Man with Two Brains, into the mud, scum queen. So the Cubs are back in the mud today. We'll see what happens. But Blackhawks are out of the playoffs. So the Cubs might be the best thing I have going right now.
Buried in the mud are your Blackhawks. That is certainly the case.
They host the Jets tonight, and hopefully they'll stay in the mud, boys.
I don't see them crawling out, no.
Well, Mark, let's get out of the mud and get into some Hawkeye football. You had an opportunity yesterday to get a glimpse of the team. Obviously, a short period they let you in there. You would love for it to, obviously, that you'd be able to go to every practice if you could, but that's never going to be the case in Iowa City with Kirk Ferentz at the helm. Still, these little glimpses. Are you able to take away quite a bit, even if it is just for 20 minutes, half hour?
No. but the one thing that we saw yesterday, we saw there was a pretty intense inside drill, and that was good to see. It was interesting to see the coaches coach that drill. There were some that were quiet, you know, Reese Morgan, Kelvin Bell, quietly kind of working their guys. Seth Wallace, he was bringing the heat. Fourth practice of the spring, bringing the heat. Phil Parker bringing the heat. I didn't hear Brian Ferentz, which I think is kind of weird. Tim Polasek bringing the heat. So I think they want to set the tone. They want the guys sort of realizing that, hey, the stakes are high, time to hit, and there's still sort of a ton of stuff out on the line of scrimmage. I think one little takeaway yesterday. I thought Keegan Render looked very comfortable at center, showed some really great technique, good feet. It just one practice, but I'd like that move right now. Running backs, just quickly, they're not big. There are only 4 of them. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's sustainable for the way Iowa wants to play physical running game. Defensively, linebacker is, you know, I think it's totally up for grabs. It looked like Christian Welch is the guy in the middle right now, but Seth Wallace would debate that, and he said, hey, now Monty Jones has played in the middle too. So really, it's fun to see. I would love to see more. I would actually agree to go to practice, never tweet about it, no notebooks, just to put some stuff in my brain about what the team looks like. And it's always good to have that. It's always good to have that base of knowledge, but, you know, probably won't see him again until April 20th.
Bobby Stoops was there. What was he doing there? I saw you tweet it, then I went to your tweet and saw the feedback from it. And, of course, very quickly, Barta out, Stoops in. What are the chances he's going to be our next AD? Yada, yada, yada. What was he doing there, do you know?
I have no idea. I asked a guy, I asked one of the guys who tweeted that at me, AD, question mark, and I said, how do you make that connection? And he said, I don't know. I'm just trying to get my stupid tweet quota in for the day, and I said you nailed it. But no. I mean, he and Ferentz are longtime friends. Bob Stoops was a grad assistant at Iowa during Ferentz's first run in Iowa City as the offensive line coach. So known each other for 30 years and good friends. And I really don't think it's anything more than that. I'm never surprised to see Bob Stoops in Iowa City. I think he has 2 houses in Chicago. He loves Iowa City. I believe he met his wife there. Obviously played football for the Hawkeyes. So, yeah, there's a pretty good connection there for him.
Though his sons will not be making their way up. We found that out, deciding to stay down to Oklahoma. Did you ever hear, you know, inside the walls in Iowa City, did they anticipate they were going to get? It was one of the 2 twins that was the scholarship athlete. Disappointment there. What did you get a takeaway with that one that didn't go the way of the Hawkeyes?
Yeah, I think that ended up being Nico Reganey, and we'll see about him. I saw him yesterday. He's I think he's a little maybe. Obviously, everybody runs the Riley McCarron comparison. He's a shortish wide receiver. Yes, I think he's a little taller. Might have a little more range to him. We'll see. But yeah, I think that's what that scholarship turned into. They need wide receivers, and I fully expect every wide receiver who comes on the campus will play, or they won't. They'll have a chance to prove they can play, and they probably are playing, probably 75% chance to play, until they finally have some really a good base at wide receiver. Right now, I still think they're searching. I think a guy could really, 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 really be an important player for them. And I wrote yesterday about Amir Smith-Marset. Mm-hmm. A lot of highs and lows last year. I like the way he finished last season. He had one bad drop against Nebraska, and then he had two great kick returns, and really the kick return in the second half sort of woke Iowa up and ended up leading to the rout. So very important position. Nico Reganey in. I can't remember who else. I expect Brandon Smith, and I expect Amir Smith-Marset to make some gains this year. They have to. I mean, for Iowa to passing game to be something next year, people like that are going to have to start showing up because all the oars that are in the water are going to have to matter.
Any update on Wagner, Amon Wagner, as far as where he's going to play football?
No, I haven't heard. I did hear he was at an Iowa practice, which you'd expect.
Right.
But I don't know what options are on the table. My guess is we probably won't hear a lot on this because he's an older player. He's a mature player. He's probably not going to want to play the phone game with the recruiting updates. Mm-hmm. So I imagine we'll probably just hear when he decides.
It's other spring questions remain. Let's go inside the offensive line. The tackle spots are set. Keegan Render getting that first crack taken over for James Daniels and some moving parts. It sounds like one of the Paulsons, the ones listed at the top of the depth chart, sat out of practice yesterday. But that interior of the offensive line, can Mark Kallenberger be involved there? And tell us about some of the other candidates that you got to see.
Interior, no, I don't think Kallenberger's there yet. I want to say 265. And I think they want him to be a tackle and maybe need him to be a tackle. Larrick Jackson was very impressive yesterday. There was one play where he almost killed Scott Docterman. He rode Aaron Menz into the sideline and killed half the Iowa media. Actually, Scott actually scratched my pinky in that, and I needed some unguent because it hurt. But I thought Alaric Jackson looked terrific. I think when Tristan Wirfs signed at Iowa, I compared him to Brandon Scherff, and I did it with a straight face because I thought Tristan Wirfs had kind of the same frame that Scherff, very wide-boned guy, strong. And I think that's going to show up. He's flipped to left tackle now. We'll see if that sticks. Alaric Jackson was there last year. But I really think, Trent, you're asking questions about the inside trio, and to me that's the engine that makes Iowa go in the running game. And there's question marks there. There's no question. Keegan Render, first year at center as a senior. I thought yesterday, just in the small view, promising start for him. Levi Paulson didn't dress yesterday. That's problematic because he's a guy who needs every rep he can get because he's still proving himself. And then the other guard, Ross Reynolds, I think he's probably pretty solid. Yesterday he looked pretty good. He was landing some blows on linebackers. He was getting out and moving in space. It'll be interesting to see how that comes together because last year I thought they lacked power in that position. I think James Daniels, because he was hurt a little bit early on. But I think they lacked power there, and I think that's kind of be the book for Iowa. People are going to send bodies in line of scrimmage. They're going to try to stop the run the way they did last year, and this offensive line is going to prove it can hold up.
Did you see any passing drills? It's Nate Stanley's job. We know. What did you see behind him? And then, did you see Stanley chucking the ball down the field? Give us an update on the QBs.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a race between Peyton Manzel and Spencer Petras. I don't know how that's going to go. I remember talking to Greg Davis. I think when coordinators are been made available when Iowa breaks camp, a couple of years ago, it just kind of floated the question out about backup quarterback competition between Stanley and Weegers. You guys know how that turned out. So I'm not, we'll find out about that probably toward the end of August. But I think, rung number one for Spencer Petras as he gets on campus is beating out Peyton Manzel, and it's vice versa for Peyton Manzel. So that should be a healthy competition. don't buy one of their jerseys because you never know how that's going to go. Quarterbacks transfer at the drop of a hat.
Always movement, it seems like, at that position. Well, we've gone around and around here, mentioned Ahmad Wagner and what's happening. It's early, but do you have a feeling kind of where you're looking when you make your predictions this summer? Is this in the camp of getting to a bowl game's kind of a realistic goal, competing for a division title? Where are you starting to settle here as we go through spring practice?
Probably between 9 and 7 wins. I think if the running game is healthier than it was last year, and right now I think that's a huge if, then I think 9 wins is in play. If the running game is what it was last year and gets shut down, 5 games where they didn't rush for 100 yards, that happens again, they're going to lose all those games, and they're going to be 7-5.
Last thing, Mark, I just going off a retweet of yours yesterday. The linebacker from Northern Illinois, Johnson, I want to say his name, he's a grad transfer. He's not going back to DeKalb. I was replacing 3 linebackers. There seems to be a need and a potential fit. What are the chances? Was there more to your retweet, I guess?
No. I just wanted to drive the people crazy, and it worked.
Success.
I think that guy, 220-ish, 225-ish, and I don't think Iowa wants linebackers in that. If you're going to play a linebacker at Iowa and be in the 225 range, you better have some otherworldly speed. You better be able to get to the ball. You better be able to shed blocks above and beyond your weight class. So all Iowa linebackers in the shoot right now are 230 plus. I think there might be a size issues there. I think that's probably what's holding Aaron Mintz back. He's one of the smallest linebackers they have in the 225-ish range. So they want some size there. They want to be able to stop the run, and they want to do that job up front.
Good stuff, Mark. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
You bet, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark Morehouse, Cedar Rapids Gazette, thegazette.com/sports to read all your Hawkeye football with Mark Morehouse. All right, a couple of quick score updates. Trent, Cubs still lead 5-4. The Cardinals have tied it up 3-3, and still they're the only 2 games going, right?
Yes, we're getting ready. 2:35 will be our next start. Texas-Houston, Yankees and your Blue Jays.
I thought your Twins start at 2 o'clock.
Oh, they do, 2:05. You're right. That's yeah, I'd already scrolled past them, but yes, up after that, and hopefully a lot of Twins this summer in many ways than...
Stay tuned. More Twins conversation coming, I believe.
Yes.
We look forward to it. We're going to do some hockey when we come back. The Iowa Wild are home this weekend. They've got 8 games left on the schedule. They are 5 points out of the playoffs. They do have a game in hand, which is the good news. But man, oh man, 8 games left, 5 points out. They need to put some W's in that proverbial win column. They get chances tomorrow night and Saturday night. We'll talk to Joe O'Donnell on the other side. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700KBGG.com.
Baseball. Is there another professional sport that brings out as much passion and as many memories in their fans? Kevin the Flag Guy here. We love baseball at Heartland Flags. Go Reds. We know what the flag means, and so do you. The classic pinstripes, the simple W, or the iconic throwback logos of your favorite team. Baseball is back, and it's time to fly your favorite team's flag. Shop in-store, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or online at heartlandflags.com.
Sponsored by Serta, it's the Serta Spring Into Comfort sales event. Don't settle for comfortable. Get Serta comfortable and save big today. Visit Archer Home Center in Adel or SertaRetailers.com.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart into everything we do, like actively looking to save you money. Generics, 90-day refills, even rewards. Get a $5 Target coupon for every 10 prescriptions. On your next Target run, stop by CVS Pharmacy. We're the place with the big heart. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other restrictions apply. See cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. CVS Pharmacy at Target. Health is everything.
152 pulse-pounding games, 340 blasts of the goal horn as puck met net, and 880,000 fans who visited Wells Fargo Arena to cheer on the team. For 4 seasons, we've called Des Moines home. So as we celebrate 5 years strong, Iowa Wild is proud to say, hockey lives here.
The Puck drops on Friday at 7 and Saturday at 6. Friday is $2 beer night. Saturday is country night featuring a post-game concert by Brett Young. Visit iowawild.com for tickets.
Texas Roadhouse will be hosting their annual luncheon benefiting Special Olympics Iowa on Thursday, April the 5th at participating locations throughout the state. Come anytime between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to join Special Olympics for a free lunch served by local law enforcement. The organization and officers just ask that you make a donation to Special Olympics when you stop in. Lunch includes pulled pork, a side roll, and a choice of tea, pop, or water. Texas Roadhouse is a longtime partner of Special Olympics Iowa. All donations made during the luncheon will go to support athletes with intellectual disabilities in Iowa. Participating locations include Ames, Urbandale, Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Coralville, Davenport, Sioux City, Council Bluffs, and Dubuque. Bring the entire family for a tasty meal and great atmosphere, all in support of Special Olympics Iowa.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? We'll find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Our final segment of the program. Thanks to Mark Morehouse, Cedar Rapids Gazette, for chiming on in here as we get you up to date on Hawkeye spring football. Well, speaking of spring, it is. There's still action on the ice downtown Wells Fargo Arena. The Iowa Wild trying to turn things around late in the season. They've got 8 games left. The good news is 6 of which are at home. Going to be a busy, busy weekend down there. Joe O'Donnell, the play-by-play voice of the Wolves, joins us to catch up on what's going on with the Minnesota Wild Farm Club, the Iowa Wild, who currently sits 75 points, 5 out of first place. How are you?
What's up, Kenny? I'm doing good, buddy. Thanks for having me.
No, I appreciate you coming on. So, you know, the team is, I guess, picked the wrong time, putting it mildly, for to go on, you know, this type of a streak. Can you pinpoint what's behind it, Joe? Are they just playing teams at the top? Are a lot of guys up with Minnesota? What's going on with the Wild as they try to get into the playoffs but five themselves 5 points out at this point?
I think it's a great question, Kenny, and if I had the answer for it, you know, I'd be probably making a lot more money than I am. I'd say this. I mean, when you're late in the year and you're playing essentially playoff games with that the tight checking and kind of intense atmosphere, you want to be at your best roster-wise. And it's not a knock on the Wild players that are suiting up every night right now, mm-hmm. but with injuries in Minnesota, recalls from Iowa then to Minnesota, and then some injuries down here in Iowa. It's just kind of been one of those things, like you said, that's happened at the wrong time. Right now, a six-game winless streak, longest of the season by far. In fact, going into this kid, the Wild hadn't lost three in a row in regulation, you know, through their first 60-whatever games. So the timing is ill-advised. Obviously, though, with Tucson in the, you know, in Wells Fargo Arena this weekend, if the Wild can find a way to get a win on Friday night with Rockford being off, you could move back within 3 points of a playoff spot with still a game left against Rockford and seven to go in the regular season. So it's not absolutely must-win time yet, but after last night's loss to Chicago Wolves, it's pretty darn close to that territory.
A lot of tight losses as well during some of these streaks. Now there's an ugly one, the 7-2 loss, but you kind of look through here. Is there a problem spot that you can identify? One thing that if they can just get this turned around at the very least, maybe that's what could flip the switch.
Well, going into last night's game, the coaching staff stressed too many goals against. Last night, you know, the Wild played very well defensively. A high-powered Chicago Wolves team that is playing red-hot hockey. Iowa kept them to 6 shots in the first period, outshot them for the game. The difference was a third-period power play goal by the Wolves. And, you know, then they add an empty netter with a minute left. So last night I thought was probably the Wild's best game in the last three or four during this skid. Probably deserved a better fate in one or two of their games against Grand Rapids last weekend at home. But I'd say in the last three or four, last night was a very, very positive step in the right direction. Unfortunately, the Wild didn't get the result, and Rockford won in Manitoba. And that's why the deficit for a playoff spot is now 5 points.
Joe, do you find yourself going through the eight games and trying to figure out, you know, the best path forward, I guess? I mean, obviously, Rockford's ahead of you. I mean, with eight games left, assuming Rockford's going to win a couple of those games, this is always at the point where there are probably one or two losses may put you guys out of the playoffs. It's almost at the point where you guys almost got to sweep these next eight as far as feeling good about yourself with the postseason.
Yeah, it felt a lot better 2 weeks ago, Kenny, when the Wild were controlling their own destiny.
Yes.
They had games in hand. They had a 3 or 4 point lead over a couple teams. Rockford's playing great right now. The Wild just saw them at Wells Fargo Arena on March 19th. They're rolling. They have points in 10 of their last 11. And the Wild got in this spot last year where they had a little bit of a late March slip up. They fell a few points out of a playoff spot. Last year they were chasing Charlotte and Cleveland, and those teams were just red hot. And the Wild were over 500 down the stretch, but mm-hmm. when you're over 500 and the other teams are as well, you're not making up any ground. So, again, there's still one head-to-head meeting with Rockford.
Yep.
It comes in April at home. So there's, you know, possible 2 points you can get back,
uh-huh.
and you do have a game in hand. So I think the Wild have to look at it that way, just take it one game at a time, try and emulate, you know, that good tight-checking defensive hockey that they've played throughout large stretches of this season. And then just hope that, you know, Rockford has a hiccup or two along the way and you're, you know, obviously they're right in it. It's just a matter of, yeah, right now it's got to start to be a little bit more urgency and finding ways to win.
Well, you mentioned the back and forth and guys getting called up to Minnesota with playoff hockey from the NHL variety coming up as well. I am a springtime hockey fan, not so much during the wintertime, but when we get to the playoffs, I start to jump in. Give me a name or two that's been here with the Iowa Wild we're going to see in the playoffs with the big league club.
Well, Nick Seeler is currently up there. He has found a home on the Minnesota blue line. He's a tough, kind of rugged defenseman.
He is. I like him, John.
Not afraid to drop the gloves. So, Kenny and Trent, I'd say keep your eyes on Nick Seeler for Minnesota. And then right now, Ryan Murphy is up with the big club as well. Again, another loss on the Iowa blue line. And then recently signed from Boston University, second-round draft pick, Jordan Greenway. just made his NHL debut on Tuesday night for Minnesota. Not a guy Iowa Wild fans got a chance to see. They might see him in the future, future seasons, of course. But right now, Jordan Greenway is about as hot of a prospect as he gets within the organization. And he's with the big club for their stretch run.
Will you be with the big club once the Iowa Wild eliminator, if they don't make it? I know that you make your way up to lend a hand if needed. Will you be headed to the Minnesota Wild playoff run?
Typically, yeah. You know, we'll have the Black Aces go up, which are the guys that aren't in the not in the immediate lineup for Minnesota, but kind of on that fringe. Usually that's 4 to 5 guys at least, and a goaltender or two. Usually I like to go up there and experience the Stanley Cup playoffs firsthand. Is always great. Their staff's so hospitable up there. And obviously, you know, Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey, they do it right. So, that's certainly on the horizon should Iowa not get in the playoffs. But obviously for the fan base here in our organization, just a little bit starved for some playoff hockey. Probably closest we've ever been this year, you know, with a dozen games to go or so. And to see it kind of slipping away is obviously frustrating. So I think the players will take the right mindset. They reset here with a day off today. Good Tucson team coming to town. You can't look past them. And I expect Iowa to come out in front of two great crowds this weekend that are expected here at Wells Fargo Arena and play some good hockey.
Give us the promotions for the weekend, Joe. I know you guys are going to be busy Saturday in particular, but you should have a nice crowd tomorrow as well.
Yeah, so Friday night at 7 p.m. is a $2 beer night, and then we have a post-game jersey auction, auctioning off our St. Paddy's Day jerseys that the team wore a couple weeks back. That will benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Money stays locally, so that's awesome. And then Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and both games against the Tucson Roadrunners, or Arizona's farm team. Saturday night at 6 o'clock, following the game is the Brett Young concert. He just won, like, CMA New Artist of the Year or Emerging Artist of the Year, so... really good crowds expected Friday night at 7, Saturday night at 6. And your ticket to the game is a ticket to the concert on Saturday night. We're expecting 10,000 plus. So if you're a country music fan at all or just a sports fan looking for some good action this weekend at Wells Fargo Arena, you're going to have some good Wild hockey to watch.
Great stuff. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you coming on. Best of luck with the team trying to, you know, get back on that winning streak and find that postseason. Certainly something that the fan base is looking forward to. Thank you, Joe.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you. Joe Donnell, play-by-play voice of the Iowa Wild, again in action tomorrow and again on Saturday. And then after that, when the calendar turns to April, only 6 games left, but the good news, 4 of them at home. Tough hill to climb, Trent Condon.
So you're going to give me a little hockey primer when we finally get to the playoffs?
W-I-N-N-I-P-E-G.
Oh.
Did you need to know how to spell them in your pool? Is that what you're asking me for?
That's all I need. Huh? I just Jets.
Yeah, I hope so. It's going to be the Jets in the Wild in the first round, you know.
Oh, contentious in here.
It is. It will be. You know,
I got to find out the roster, but when I get that figured out, you look out.
Yeah,
Niedermeyer, is he still around?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Niederreiter?
No, he's gone. Yeah, Nino Niederreiter.
Niederreiter.
Is he still there? He might have been lost in the expansion draft. I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got a little work to do on the Wild, figuring that out before the series.
I don't need to know anything on the Wild other than the fact that they're going to lose in 4 straight.
Oh, 4 straight.
5, maybe they might win a game.
Dubnyk can get a game.
Yeah, he needs to because he has had a bad year, Trent.
Yeah.
He's not the Devin Dubnyk that you're used to. Real quick, your team is about to start in 10 minutes or so. My team in 47 minutes. I don't know why they start at 2:37, but regardless.
Because they know you can get home in time and get in front of the TV.
They built it a little extra
right,
time.
Right, and they crack open a Labatt.
Labatt's. Yep, or Molson Canadian or whatever suits you. How many games is your team going to win?
87.
I put my team at, and I'm wishful thinking here, I got the Jays at 83.
Okay.
I don't think they'll win 83.
You don't?
Well, they got off. Here's the thing. The key to them, do you remember last year? They were 2-11 out of the chute.
I don't remember. Wow.
2-11.
So you
baseball
dig a hole.
Baseball was over, and it was tax day. Right?
That's rough.
That's really rough.
I've been there. The Twins 2 years ago started 0-9.
I remember. What was the year? Remember the year that Baltimore started? What was their...
0-22.
Is that what it was?
1989, I want to say.
You're very close. If it's yes, yeah. You're very close to that time frame. 0-22.
So
the
reason I remember that so much is my great grandma lived next door, and I'd always bring in her mail to her every day, and she got the Des Moines Register, and I'd crack the paper every day for her.
So she got the papers. When? In the afternoon?
Afternoon is usually when it got there. So, and I'd look and, oh, look, the Orioles lost another one.
Yeah.
1989 was a completely different time. I wouldn't know until 20 hours later that they had lost another game.
It's the way it was, Trent. We were an afternoon paper when I was growing up at home. And I couldn't wait to see what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were teams taking BP for tonight's game when we were just getting yesterday's news and soaking it in. It's the way it was.
Front to cover. Yep. I mean, just ridiculous just how different things are today compared to
absolutely.
Then.
So I learned to read, Trent. I learned to read the sports section. And I think I've told you this before. But former Iowa Hawkeye quarterback, Rose Bowl MVP, Kenny Plain, played in Winnipeg, right? And my dad taught me my name in the paper.
Okay.
Because his name's Ken, or he was, and I'm Junior. Mm-hmm. And he would point to Ken Plain in the Winnipeg Free Press when they would write about the Bombers signal caller.
And that's
I won't forget it. Now I'm 60 years old. So I'm going to forget it 5 years later, whatever. I've got it this far. Major League Baseball opening day. What a fun day, huh?
It is.
It really is.
The bunting around and just the opening, you know, throwing out the first pitch. Mm-hmm. And it's Americana.
Yes, it is.
There's something about it. Now, they're lean times. I mean, you're getting there, and it's late May, June. You know, it's got 3 more months of this.
Yeah. But hope springs eternal.
It does. I told you 87 for my Twins. I still don't think that's enough to get in the playoffs. I think they're going to be short.
Do you really?
Because...
Is this the Twins fan coming out of you?
Maybe.
I think it is, because I think they're going to be damn good.
I think they're going to be good, and I don't know if it'll be good enough, because whoever doesn't win the East...
Yeah, that's one.
And then it's down to...
Your team?
Blue Jays, Angels.
I don't think the Jays are there. I agree with you on the Angels.
And they win 88. You're 87 and 75, and you're... All right. We'll see you next year. Good team's going to be left out.
Yeah.
Possibility. And it might be the Twins.
MLB is here. You and Jimmy B today, 4 until 6. You'll have one eye on the television or on your desktop.
Yep.
What do you guys have cooking?
We're going to be talking with Ken Silverstein, a look at Michigan as they get ready for their Final Four matchup with Loyola. Talking some Hawkeyes today with Derek Peck from Hawkeye Heaven. And a few other nuggets we're working on as we'll take you home from 4 until 6 tonight.
All right, good stuff. We're back tomorrow. We appreciate you listening today. Enjoy opening day. Trent and I tomorrow at noon. It's the Ken Miller Show. Thank you for listening, 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Hi, I'm Baron Geiger, president of Caring Hands in Altoona. Is winter wearing on you? Are you ready for the sights and smells of spring? Do you enjoy walking or running and like the idea of meeting the needs of others in your community? If so, we've got a great opportunity for you. On April 7th, Caring Hands Food Pantry and Clothes Closet will be hosting its annual Springtime Hill Climb 5K 10K race. Starting in Doan's Park, the Springtime Hill Climb lets you breathe in the fresh air as you walk or run down the beautiful streets and trails of Pleasant Hill. The Springtime Hill Climb is for everyone, whether you're a new runner looking for a challenging 5K, a long-distance runner looking for a 10K training challenge to prepare for other races coming up, or just want to enjoy a walk through the community to support our fight against hunger here in Polk County. What do you think? Interested in registering for the race or being one of our many local sponsors? Just go to our website, www.caringhands.org. We'll see you on April 7th.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Last year, hundreds of animals came to the ARL with urgent medical needs, and the cost to provide care and treatment for these animals exceeded $300,000. We will never turn away an animal in need, especially an animal that has suffered abuse or neglect and not only needs medical attention, but also needs to receive love and compassion. Please consider donating to the ARL's Miracle Medical Fund to help us save lives and make a difference for these animals. Donate at arl-iowa.org/Miracle Medical Fund.
Sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Firestone Complete Auto Care, keeping cars running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
How do you Friday? Whether you're trying to firm up, slim down, feel better, or simply take a break, Smoothie King has the smoothie for you. And with our $5 Fridays, you can Friday with a purpose. 32-ounce smoothies are just $5, and 32-ounce meal replacements are just $6. All blends, all flavors, all Friday. So how do you Friday? Friday like a king. Only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose. Participating locations, some restrictions may apply.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart into everything we do, like actively looking to save you money. Generics, 90-day refills, even rewards. Get a $5 Target coupon for every 10 prescriptions. On your next Target run, stop by CVS Pharmacy. We're the place with the big heart. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other restrictions apply. See cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. CVS Pharmacy at Target. Health is everything.
Cap is back. Flag Guy here. We're proud to sponsor the foremost expert on all things Chicago, Dave Kaplan, weekly here on the Ken Miller Show. While Cap has the behind the scenes on your favorite Chicago sports team, we have the flags, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs. We've got them all. Northwestern too. I guess they kind of count. Check out our Chicago flags and a whole lot more online at heartlandflags.com. And peep the retail store too. 3719 Southwest 9th, Des Moines.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check afsp.org/Iowa. For more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and out-of-darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa Chapter. Online, afsp.org/Iowa.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when one in eight Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger